And what if that, well, they don't use the term as much anymore, kind of a disease where your joints get stiff, especially your knees?
Well, you have rheumatism.
Okay.
If you want to be particular, you can have rheumatoid arthritis.
And what about the disease where you got a terrible sore throat and it was very terrible?
That would be diphtheria.
Okay. And what about the one that made your skin turn kind of yellow?
Jaundice.
Okay. And if you, the thing that would be wrong with you that would make you have to have your appendix?
It would be appendicitis.
Okay. And, if someone eats something that doesn't agree with them, they might what?
He gets an upset stomach, or he vomits, or he throws up.
Okay, that's what I mean. Are both of those kind of neutral terms, vomit and throw up?
Well, children say, or used to be, children said throw up.
Yeah.
And vomit was supposed to be a rather coarser term. Sweet mama said throw up. Nice old lady aunt said throw up.
Yeah. What about cruder terms?
I don't know. I know one or two different terms. But I don't think they have anything out of my background, but from my reading.
Yeah.
Such as, I learned, I think through the works of James Fenimore Cooper, but it could have been so Walter Scott that somebody overshot his cat.
Oh, gosh, I
don't which would mean that he discharged his cargo.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what about you would say he is sick, what, his stomach?
He's sick at his stomach.
Okay. And, what?
At, not all.
Yes. Terms for dating. What would you say?
Well, you go with a person.
Okay.
You date a person. If the boy is actually trying to attract the girl and working at it, you may say that he courts her. Now that's rather old, but I know it and would use it.
And terms for refusing to marry someone.
Well,
he asked her to marry him, but she...
And she refuses him, or she turns him down.
Okay. Any kind of a dramatic expression, humorous expression?
I don't know of any that I would say. I have heard she hands him a lemon.
Any more?
I can't think of any right now. I'm sure there are a number of them.